From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
In the weeks leading up to the start of the new academic year, people everywhere are caught up in the back-to-school flurry. Great Shape Incorporated, in partnership with the Sandals Foundation and the Ministry of Education, is working to help prepare teachers to meet the demands of the new school year through its Teach the Teacher program. Teach the Teacher is a two-week series of workshops focusing on language arts, behavior management, and computer literacy for teachers at the early childhood, primary, and secondary levels. The program was first launched in Jamaica in 2011 with computer classes for educators. Due to the high level of success, participants requested additional training in teaching techniques and classroom management. Thus, Teach the Teacher was born.
We come every single year and we have volunteers that come and serve for 1 week or 2 weeks at a time. And so we set up a project, break down and move. The majority of the volunteers are certified teachers or pre-service teachers from the U.S., Canada and the rest of the world.
Communications Director of Great Shape Inc., Lucinda Kay. The workshops ran from August 2 to 12 and were held at the Bishop Gibson High School.
It was open to all Jamaican educators, parent, teacher organizations. It was open to everyone across the island, and more than 100 Jamaican educators participated, and all they had to do was register. It was free, and they needed to commit to being there every day, and then they earned hours so that by the end of the week, they earned a certain number of hours of certification in our program.
Educators gained useful skills in language arts, computer skills, and behavior management.
For language arts, we teach them all kinds of new techniques and exercises and role play, all kinds of ways to get their students interested in learning, interested and engaged in reading, and boost their literacy scores. When it comes to behavior management, that's all about positive accountability, motivation, and inspiration. It's so that your children are completely engaged and you teach them how to behave instead of punishing their behavior. So we don't beat character into children, we teach character.
This year, the team added a new component to the series, a kids' camp, where all the lessons being taught to the educators in the workshops were being played out in a sort of model schoolroom.
In the past, many of our Jamaican participants have had to bring their children with them to the workshop. And so what we would do is we would organize the kids in the computer lab and try to provide them with some instruction. That was an extra thing that we were just trying to manage on the side. So this year, one of our teachers from the U.S. created a whole curriculum for an actual model classroom. And so we had 25 to 30 children every single day.
Teacher at Bishop Gibson High, Donette Lyons-Gordon, is anxiously awaiting the official start of the new school year to put into practice all she has learned.
It was detailed, very informative, and was made practical to our class setting. I'm looking forward for next year, and even that more schools will be informed and be a part of it.
Another teacher, Vinette Brown-McGregor, who also participated in the workshop, has nothing but high praises for the team of volunteers.
Looking forward to school and looking forward to implementing some of the strategies. The presenters were very good, very knowledgeable, friendly. I think they had very good command of what they wanted to pass on. And I believe that all of us really got some good information that we can use in the classroom.
Ms. Kay thanked the Ministry of Education and pointed out that everything was made possible by the Sandals Foundation.
Great Shape Incorporated has been serving the island of Jamaica since 1988. We have high standards, high level of sustainability, and a big reason we're able to serve as many people now as we do is because of the Sandals Foundation. The Sandals Foundation takes care of all of our volunteers. It's worth about $2 million US each year. They provide all of the accommodations, food, entertainment, on-island transportation, logistical support, and staff support. They're part of our heartbeat.
Communications Director for Great Shape Inc., Lucinda Kay. The team is already planning for next year when they'll hope to teach even more teachers. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Joel Samuels, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.